got your giant-sized appetite.
Man, that's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the field house of the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on the show, our legacy interview with David Tyree. We'll look back at Ali Sherman and remember him with his passing earlier this week. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds presented by Bose, the best of Sights and Sounds 2014.
Have a day today, man. Whatever reason you play for, bring it out here today. I'm reminded my father ain't got no legs. I got legs, so I'm gonna run that way.
Let's go get it.
It starts with us. The New York Giants are known for being strong to the front, the O line, the D line. I came to play today.
Manning takes the snap, zips one left. Cruz open in the middle of the field, makes a man miss, breaks left to the 10. Cruz to the 5. Cruz to the pylon. Touchdown, Giants. Salsa time for the first time at home.
Hey, we got to be faster than them. They will take their guys out of the game. All right? We got to keep going now.
Somebody go tell Kirk to throw me one.
Cousins back to throw. Sidearm one. Right intercepted. Threw it right to the defender. And the Giants get their third interception. McBride with the pick.
And you caught it. You caught it!
Manning back to throw. He's going to run it. Eli's going to walk in for the touchdown.
Eli Manning!
Come on, 8-2. We're not done now. Let's go.
Rolls right. Throws a deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie!
Ridiculous! Wow! He was literally parallel to the ground when he pulled that in.
Let's go! Let's go!
Keep going now. Come on, get hungrier. More!
First and 10. Play fake back to throw. Steps up, feels pressure, gets sacked, fumbles the ball, it's loose on the ground. Picked up by the Giants. Marcus Coon, he's running left to the 10. Touchdown, Giants.
He's going to do this.
Hey, we just got to scoop and score, man. It ain't that hard.
That's very good work, Luke.
Toss left for Williams. Bobbled it, grabs it, and accelerates to the outside. He's to the 30. He's to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. 50 yards.
Andre, hey.
We're just getting started.
All right, a lot of football left. No,
stay with the same deal. Everybody communicate. We have 11 guys on the field. We'll kick these guys.
Sorry? Gotta want it more. You just gotta want it more.
Play fake. Little wide receiver screen. The ball's deflected in the air. Intercepted by the Giants. Kerry Wynn. They roll the two safeties back. Manning back to throw. Has time. Deep ball down the middle. Wide open Odell Beckham Jr. Catches it at the 40. He's to the 20. 10, 5. High steps in. Touchdown, Giants. 80 yards.
There you go, E.
But congratulations on an outstanding team win. Right. Everybody participated in this one, man. Yeah. It wasn't easy. It was tough. Man.
You keep coming to work. You keep applying it. You keep working.
And that's what I'm most proud of, okay?
We all came together rather than go the other way. And that's a big thing about this team and this franchise. We stick together,
come on,
thick or thin.
Let's have a team. One, two, three.
Team!
All right. Good job, baby.
That's the best of sights and sounds from 2014. When we come back on the program, helmet catch guy David Tyree as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. David Tyree will forever be remembered with his great catch in Super Bowl 42. But in part one of our legacy interview with David Tyree, we look back at the early stages of his Giants career. In the sixth round of the 2003 NFL Draft, the Giants selected a special teams ace out of Syracuse, David Tyree. A local Montclair, New Jersey native, was elated to be coming home to play for Big Blue.
For me, getting drafted was just something that was really overwhelmingly enormous. Then, being the fact that it was in my backyard, you know, it was an immediate love affair once, I came in to sign that contract. I had a great amount of confidence, I would say, and I played special teams as a freshman in college, so I expected to make the Pro Bowl as a rookie. So my expectations were high there.
And it's blocked by Tyree.
Being a great special teams player is about playing this thing 100%, 1,000 miles an hour, and playing a game like you love it. More than being a good receiver or a good special teams player, I prided myself on being a great football player. And my mindset was, I got to find a way to help my team. I got to find a way to make an impact in this game.
David Tyree blocks the punt.
I remember when you got drafted and you said, like, I'm not just a special teams guy.
Yeah.
I can play receiver. I want to play receiver. Why did you have that confidence?
No one wants to be put into a box. I knew I excelled, and I knew what was going to give me an opportunity at the National Football League, and that was special teams. But I really felt like I could offer something, and I was never a prototype. So, you always got a little chip on your shoulder. You know, I came in here with my own set of expectations to show this organization that I could be another asset in a different way.
Collins in a shotgun, takes the snap. Drops back, he rolls right, he pumps. Nobody's open, he's buying some time now. He guns one down the middle of the field. He's looking for Tyree, who makes the catch. David Tyree makes the catch at the 14-yard line. The rookie out of Syracuse with his first ever NFL catch, and it was a huge one.
All right, so you're the special teams rookie of the year, Giants rookie of the year. How are you handling all this off the field?
Oh, man, it was an absolute nightmare. Montclair, where I lived at, was probably 15 to 20 minutes away from the stadium. And the truth was, I kind of came right back into all my old relationships from high school. So my friends are still my friends. But I had my issues. The marijuana, the drinking. I felt like I didn't really have any control over my impulses. I call myself a functional alcoholic. I really didn't miss a weekend.
I think he masked it pretty well. I think the only real signs were some days he'd come to the stadium late. And some days he'd come to the stadium smelling like a brewery.
The marijuana kind of became more of an issue. The more money I got, that became more accessible. I found that money kind of intensified all my negative issues more than solved them. And it was really no way around it until I kind of hit that brick wall.
Hey, David, what the hell are you doing? Come on, wake up. I need that ball down there.
Jim Fossil had to fine you, like 10 grand. Tell me about that moment and the aftermath of it.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I remember he told me, it was just like, I had to find you. You have to learn from this. You have a good future in this league. And that was actually where the next layer of problems started for me, because I just lost $10,000. And in my mindset, kind of as an Essex County kid growing up, I'm thinking, how am I going to get that money back? And my street mentality said, well, you're smoking the best weed, you might as well start selling it. And it's so dumb, when I look at where I'm at right now and the decision that I make today, but that was a logical choice for me back then. I was just really ignorant, really. Just didn't know how to live life as a mature man.
Now Fossil gets relieved of his duties, and now you got Tom Coughlin coming in. And before you even have a practice with him, you get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
What was that moment like for you?
It was deflating in a few different ways. It was really a low point for me. It was a point of, where I kind of began for the first time maybe in my life take ownership of my own decisions. I'm saying I'm the captain of my own life, and this is where, 24 years of age, I've gotten myself right here in a jail cell in Fort Lee. And, you know, I guess you could say that's where really the turnaround began for me. I had my first sincere prayer, and I said, God, all I know is I need you, and if you allow me to keep my job, I'd appreciate that too. So Tom Coughlin was, he was firm, like, you need to handle your business, and they gave me another opportunity. I had a complete 180 in my whole experience, meaning that 10 days after I got arrested, I was in the church and had this real encounter. You know, I was a little broken, ended up weeping in the back of this church. And, you know, from that moment I left that church, I never drank again, never had the desire to smoke marijuana again. You know, I was married 3 months later. That was the beginning of change, and I never looked back.
What kept you?
What kept me is 100% my faith, you know. And I remember kind of having these insecure feelings about my performance. And I just kind of got into the Bible, and it was this passage, and it said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And it just kind of spoke to me in a way where I said, man, this is going to be all right. You know, and obviously I made the team, and it actually ended really sweet for me in that 2004 season, Eli's rookie year.
Manning, pump fake, swings one left, wide open Tyree, touchdown Giants. David Tyree's first career touchdown.
That's just part of the David Tyree story. Make sure you join us next week here on Giants Access Blue for part two and a Super Bowl win. More of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Each and every week, the Giants go out and they fight for their franchise and fight for the Giants fans. But the Giants fans have a spirit all their own. In this week's edition of Heart of a Giant, we focus in on Anthony Cortazzo of Montvale, New Jersey.
Anthony Cortazzo of Montvale, New Jersey has been selected as one of USA Football's 2014 Heart of a Giant Award winners for his unparalleled work ethic and passion for the game.
At USA Football, we felt it was critical that we created an award program that really highlights the values of the game. Really, there's no other award out there that salutes the players for doing everything right on and off the field when it comes to work ethic, passion, determination.
On March 19, 2014, while running warm-up laps before track practice, Anthony's heart stopped and he collapsed on the field.
You know, up until everything happened, it was just a normal day. Went through my normal school day, got changed, went up to the field for practice. I remember running the two laps, and I had a very difficult time running them. And then after I ran the two laps, I remember walking over to where everyone was stretching and just putting my hands on my knees, and that's the last thing I remember.
Thanks to the quick response of his teammates, coaching staff, and athletic trainer, Anthony was shocked back into rhythm using an AED that was stationed nearby.
When I got to the hospital, Anthony could hear me, but he couldn't see me. So it was very scary, and I didn't know if there was like any brain damage or there was anything going on. I didn't know it was his heart. We didn't know what had happened.
He was later diagnosed with an anomalous aortic origin of the coronary artery and underwent a 5-hour open-heart surgery to correct the problem.
It almost seemed like it didn't really happen. And that because I didn't remember any of it and everything had happened so quickly, it just seemed like it was almost kind of like a dream and none of it was real.
After 6 months of rehab, Anthony finally received the news from his doctors he was desperately craving. He was cleared for full contact football activities.
The first thought in my mind was relief when Anthony came through. And then the second thought in my mind was, as soon as he's ready, we're going to get him back on the football field.
Determined to overcome his setback, Anthony worked hard to get his body back in shape. And on October 10th, 2014, Anthony took the football field with his teammates and started the first game of the season for Pascack Hills.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Anthony Cortazzo.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Welcome.
You. Thank you.
Heart of a Giant.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing honor to win the Heart of a Giant. And this has been surreal, too. This is like a lifelong dream coming true, getting to meet some of the Giants players and being in your training facility. It's just amazing.
Oh, this was his dream come true. But he didn't have to do this to get here, let me tell you.
Congratulations. You guys are terrific.
He always wanted to meet the Giants. This was like, you know, his dream come true.
I mean, meeting Coach Coughlin, I grew up watching him.
Anthony, come on. Here we go. What do you got to say, Anthony?
We'll tell you guys, it's your last game of the season.
Yes.
I don't know where you're going to be next year.
Woo.
Good luck. Get the win Sunday.
Yeah. Get the win Sunday. All right, let's have a team. One, two, three.
This is my dream to meet some of these guys. That's something I'll always remember. If you really want to do something and you love it enough, don't give up on it because you can accomplish anything.
A heartwarming story, Heart of a Giant, Anthony Cortazzo of Montvale, New Jersey. Time for this week's Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal. Dr. Warren takes a look at the rotator cuff injury.
Hi, I'm Dr. Russ Warren, team physician for the New York Giants. We're going to talk this morning about rotator cuff injuries. The rotator cuff consists of four muscles that are deep to your deltoid under your shoulder that help rotate your arm and help you to lift your arm. Well, here we have a little model of the right shoulder, and it does show the rotator cuff. So there's four muscles, one in the front, one on top, and two in the back. This is called the subscapularis. Here's your biceps tendon coming in between. This is supraspinatus on top. And in the back, we have an infraspinatus and a little teres minor. If you have a traumatic injury and have surgery, generally it'll take you a period of time in the sling to let it heal, up to 6 weeks. And then you go through a program of 6 weeks of motion and light strength. And then it takes about 6 weeks to get power. So that's about an 18-week window that it takes for someone to recover from rotator cuff surgery. Well, the muscle on top, the supraspinatus, is the most likely one to tear. Occasionally, when you dislocate a shoulder, people will tear off their subscapularis back here. It's fairly common in contact sports. Quarterbacks do not seem to get rotator cuff tears from just throwing. They can get them, though, from contact, or if the shoulder came out of the socket, it could strip off some of the cuff. But repetitive act of throwing, actually, a lot of baseball players post-op use it as a throwing technique to get back.
That's this week's Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal. Now it's time for Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants lost one of their own this week with the passing of former head coach Ali Sherman. Here's a look back at his Giants career.
In 1961, Ali Sherman was named head coach of the New York Football Giants.
Put your eyes in your hands. That's why those drills were on you. Put them in there now. Make sure. Nail it in. You don't get them in these kind of drills, it's going to be tougher in the game.
I don't care how much you know about football. If you show me you can't hit, you don't belong here. You better get in here angry, both sides, and let's go to work. Now get it up.
A quarterback must be an actor. He must try to lure or bait these defensive linemen into chasing him.
All right, listen, when we come out, if we come out around that end run, out on the side, your boy Homer Jones now, he gets up in here, he's got to come across with that safety.
Sherman led the Giants to the NFL championship game in 1961, 62, and 1963. Sherman coached five more years in New York and retired in 1968 with a record of 57, 51, and 4.
Ali Sherman has been head coach of the Giants for 7 years. During that time, he has played many roles. In 1967, he was cast in his most familiar one, a winner. And once again, the New York Giants were the best show in town.
Our condolences to the Sherman family. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants made a change with their coaching staff earlier this week as the team announced that they were parting ways with defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. As we saw last year, there were changes on the offensive staff, and what happened was the Giants' offense had a marked improvement in 2014. Sometimes change is necessary. Sometimes things need to be shaken up. When you finish 6-10 and don't make it to the postseason and you have high expectations, these things are expected. But one thing you know about Perry Fuel that you can never take away, his name is on the Lombardi Trophy of a Super Bowl championship team, the Super Bowl champion 46 New York Giants. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and on the Giants new mobile app. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Pop. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.